Tuesday morning of Winter Walk. Winter Walk is coming up tonight, and Northfield will be looking like Christmas. We got a little snow to go with it. We've got more on the way over the weekend, but another big event is coming up over the weekend, and we have Katie Reek joining us right now from St. Dominic School here in Northfield to talk about the open house. Katie, thanks for coming in.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you so much for having me today. We just wanted to let everyone in our community know that we do have an event this coming weekend, Saturday, from 9 to 11, and it is called A Morning of Christmas Spirit. So we will be having a variety of Christmas-style arts and crafts for the kids to make. We will have Santa Claus there for some pictures, some cookie decorating. We'll be doing some smart activities. And for those of you who don't know what smart is, mm-hmm. it's some fine motor, it's relay style, and they work on fine and large motor skills. So it might be walking on a balance beam and stuff like that. So we've got a lot going on, and it's going to be a really fun time.
Yeah, it sounds like a fun time. We also have, during that time, we have a snowstorm that just happens to be coming through.
Of
You're going to
we
be
do.
Doing that rain or shine.
Yeah, of course we do.
There's no rain there. But
as of right now, we are still planning on being there. It obviously, if something changes, we will reach out on socials and on our website and everything immediately. But we are still planning to be there from 9 to 11. We've already talked to our plowing company, and we were like, please have it done by 8:30. So our hope is the city can get the streets plowed as well.
Hey, it sounds like a lot of fun. Would this be the teachers from St. Dominic's participating in this? Do you have outside people? Or?
Yes, we will be having our teachers. We'll be our teachers and board members and committee members for our enrollment committee. They will be doing a variety of things, whether it's standing at the craft stations helping kiddos, you know, not put 4 inches of icing on a cookie, things like that. So
but it's better that way.
Yeah, we don't want to sugar the kids up too much, but they'll get a little bit of sugar. But yeah, we'll have some carolers there. Mm-hmm. Our older kids will actually be caroling. So it'll be a really good morning. It'll be fun. So, mm-hmm.
And this is open for.
It is open to the public.
Everyone to come.
Little kids and big kids alike. I will be honest, and I will say that the crafts and obviously the smart activities are geared for our younger students. Mm-hmm. But for sure, I think through second grade, the kids would be interested in this stuff. We actually do smart through second grade at St. Dominic's School. So it starts in preschool, it goes to second grade, and they have it either every day or down to two times a week. So it's a good program.
All right. So if folks are thinking about St. Dominic's and the kids, the programs that they have, it's a good opportunity to stop on by and
absolutely.
Have a...
come into our building and see what we're all about. And then if you'd like to learn more about our school, you can either talk with one of the staff members, myself and Mrs. Buren, our principal, will be there. Otherwise, you can get a feel and then reach out to see if you'd like to come in for a formal tour.
All right. It sounds like a fun time.
It's going to be a great time.
Yeah. And one of the Christmas traditions that we had Dusty Budd in last week to
yes,
talk
you
about
did.
About the sleep out that they had a week or so ago. And he's going to be doing Christmas Through the Eyes of a Child.
Again, I love
with
that.
Third graders. So we're looking forward to Dusty Hanna. It's good to see him having such a good time and a good rapport with the students as well.
He is such a phenomenal middle school teacher, and he's doing such a great job. The kids love him, and it's nice to have, he's got just a youthful personality, so the kids are really connecting well with him. So, and Christmas in the Eyes of a Child, it's one of my favorite things that you guys do.
And Dusty, for our listeners out there, we've had such a long relationship with Dusty Budd. He was our news director for years and years, our sports director for years and years, so he's gone on to become a teacher, and we wish him all the best with that. But once again, the open house is this Saturday. It's from 9 to 11 o'clock,
yep.
And it's open to everyone who would like to come and check out St. Dom's and just have some fun. Eat a cookie and have some fun. Let the kids have some fun.
Exactly.
All right. Anything else you'd like to mention?
I think that should be it. Like I said, if you're interested in learning more about our school, we do serve students in preschool through eighth grade. If you'd like to learn more about our offerings and stuff, please give us a call, and I'd be more than happy to talk with you. We do have a Believe and Read program, which is a literacy partnership that we have with Groves Academy. It's doing amazing things with our kids, and we also have Peace of Mind, which is a SEL program, which is social emotional learning. So we learn, or we teach kids how to handle their emotions and stuff. And it's going great. We have got a lot of resources for students, parents, teachers, all of it. So.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. Certainly appreciate that. Wish you the best of luck as with the open house once again Saturday from 9 to 11 at St. Dominic's School, and we'll keep in touch.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Take care.
Katie Reek, once again from St. Dominic's School.